Oh, glory. Would you turn to Matthew 13? Matthew 13, 44. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid, and for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Wow, in other words, he found something special, precious, that he was willing to sell whatever to maintain it. Go to verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. A pearl. Pearl is something special. You know, they find pearls in oysters and shelled, I don't know what they call them, mollusks or something like that. But what happens with a pearl, it only takes one grain of sand in this shell and it begins to spin around. Only one grain of sand. That's what a pearl is made from. One grain of sand. Look at all the sand that's out there, you know. But it only takes one grain of sand. And it's spun. And it comes out round. But it's encased in this shell. And usually most of them are encased in what they call oysters. And some of them are at certain depths. And there are saltwater ones. And there's freshwater ones also. And there are also cultured ones where man has learned how to culture them and then and sell them. And they sell for a lot of money, the real ones. And they're very, very precious. So it's something that, in like in Tahitian stuff, people dive for these things. And there are great depths, usually 75 to 100 feet in certain areas. And people who are used to it, they just dive down there with no gear, no nothing, just hold the breath. They're going down there, and they, you know, because they've been doing it for a long time. And these pearls take seasons to mature, you know. But when they mature and they pull them up, they're worth great wealth. Great wealth. And here this man was searching for a treasure for pearls. And it says that when he found the right one that had a great price, he was willing to sell everything that he had to obtain this pearl. Go to verse 47. Would you read it with me? And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to the shore, and they sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but threw the bad away. They gathered what? The good into vessels, and threw the what? Threw the rest away. And he says in verse 49, so it shall be at the end of the age, the angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire, and there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So we know that here that there's going to be a time where there's going to be that separation, isn't there? But there's something very important in here that he's talking about, this pearl being precious. How many of you know that God looks at you as precious? And he went through great lengths to rescue me and you. Amen? And I'm going to keep going here. And in 51, would you read it with me? And Jesus said to them, have you understood all these things? And they said to him, yes, Lord. Then he said to them, therefore every scribe instructed concerning the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out its treasure, his treasure, things new and what? New and old, things that are of treasure. So I want you to understand something, that pearls are very, very precious. They're associated with a treasure. God calls us his jewels, you know that. Now, the difference between, he talks here, when you plant something like a seed, you plant the seed, it's something that begins to grow, doesn't it? But a pearl is mature. In other words, you're not going to pull a pearl out until it's mature, or else it'll be nothing, it won't be worth anything, is it? See, so there's a difference. You can go around planting seed, hello, or you can become a pearl that is mature. Now, there are things that God gives you that is mature. And there are things that are seed. And what he's calling us into this arena is to be careful, because the Bible says, be careful about where you put your pearls. Hello? See, there's a difference of throwing a pearl and throwing a seed. And we must discern this, because this is what opens the door to people's lives, because they don't even realize that they have thrown a pearl to an individual. They cannot accept it or receive it, and begins to trample it. And this is something that I'm going to share with you. They're called exchangers. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. So a seed is different than the pearl. Does everybody understand that? A seed is something that is not mature. It's something that's planted. And a pearl represents something that is what? Mature. Amen? Good. Go to Matthew 7. Hallelujah. Amen. Start at verse 1. Matthew 7, verse 1. It says, judge not that you not be judged. For with what judgment you judge, you will be judged. And with the measure you use it, it will be measured back to you. Ooh. Now, it's not talking about judging fruit. He's talking about accusing. Accusing. If you're an accuser, you will be accused. The Bible says that the devil accuses the brethren before God, doesn't he? Amen. See, there's a difference between accusing, all right, than judging. Now, we're to judge fruits, but not just to go around saying, you this and you that and you whatever. That's an accuser. Amen? That's a finger pointer. Praise God. Go to verse 3. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the national grand forest in your own? Hello. Or how can you say to your brother, let me remove the trunk out of your eye, and look, the national grand forest is in my own. Amen? In other words, if you are going to accuse, it's not about accusing. People take the difference, because we're to expose, not accuse. Does everybody get it? You're to what? Expose, not accuse. See, when somebody comes up to you and starts saying all kinds of goofy things, or you need this and this and this and whatever, that's not being exposed, is it? That's accuse. And that's not of God. And what you accuse, you're going to be accused back. Does everybody get it? You're going to be accused back, because what you're accusing about, if you're doing the same thing of what you're accusing someone else, judgment will come from God on you. Is everybody with me? Oh, praise God. Let's go a little further. He calls this person something very special. Hypocrite. Hypocrite. We call them boneheads and stuff like that, you know. Hypocrite. First remove the national grand forest from your own eye, and then you can clearly remove the trunk out of the other eye. In other words, judge yourself first, lest you be judged. Amen? Do not give what is holy to the what? Dogs. Nor cast your what? Pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you in pieces. It's amazing how the enemy loves to entice individuals to throw their pearls. He entices them to throw their pearls. Why? So he can take them and trample them. Is everybody with me? In other words, don't cast your pearls before swine. Why? They'll trample them and tear you or discredit you. They'll do what? Discredit you. Because you gave something precious to someone that will misuse it because of no understanding. The end result is they're going to get trampled. Does everybody understand that? Is everybody with me? Amen? So you must have the discernment not to cast your pearls before swine. Now, swine is an expression here that it is utilized to express worldliness or carnality. Is everybody with me? Everyone say worldliness and carnality. Because that's why the Bible says the things of the Spirit, those who are not in the Spirit will not be able to what? Understand. See, so you've got to have discernment. Our purpose is to expose the enemy. Does everybody get it? You expose the enemy. And by exposing the enemy, you're going to have to utilize certain things. Because you're going to have the discernment when to cast a pearl or cast a seed. Why? Because the enemy is trying to entice individuals to throw their pearls before swine. And it brings the individual discredit, or what it does is it tramples the integrity of the individual also. Are you with me? Did you ever say something you knew you shouldn't? Man, why did I tell that person that? Oh. Why? Because, you know, they just tore it up, didn't they? They tore it up and then it pushed them further away or brought shame to the name of the Lord or whatever. Go to Hebrews 5. Pearls before swine. Don't cast them there, man. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 5. Yeah, the enemy loves to entice you to throw a pearl. Then he can trample it all up. Is everybody there? In verse 12. Would you read it with me? For though by this time you ought to be teachers, and you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You know how many babes are 30 years as Christians? Many. Many. It's not about how long you've been a believer. It's about how strong you are in your relationship and understanding. Verse 14, but solid food belongs to those who are what? Of full age. That is, those who by reason of use have their what? Senses exercised to what? Discern both good and evil. So you've got to discern. Now a pearl represents what? Mature. And a seed represents what? Immature. Amen? It's a babe. It's a seed. Does everybody got it? So you've got to be able to discern whether to cast a pearl or a seed. One is going to assist an individual to grow, and the other one, depending on who it's front of, is going to assist that person to grow also, or it's going to cause them to stumble. Are you with me? Go to Revelation 21. 21, 21. The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was one pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. And he's talking about the throne room of God. And the gates were made of what? One big pearl. Why? Because it is precious. Does everybody understand that? The pearl. Now listen, if God's using a pearl to come into the gate of his throne room and into his kingdom, and there's 12 of them right there to enter in, you'd know it's got to be worth something. Hello? What is he using it for? To enter. To what? Enter. See, that's why you must be careful where you cast your pearls. Why? Because it's going to allow individuals to what? Enter. If it's used right, it will cause them to what? Enter. Are you with me? Go to 2 Timothy 4. 2 Timothy 4. In verse 3, well, let's start at verse 2. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Hello? Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. In other words, stand firm. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have what? itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, for they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. Fables. In other words, they're going to turn away. Now, there are individuals right now who still only want seed. They don't want pearls. And when a pearl is given to them, they trample them. So what they do is they heap up those who are still preaching what they want to preach, but not the truth. There are those who are still preaching milk, and there are those that are preaching it's okay to fornicate. There are those who are preaching once saved, always saved. There are those who are preaching it's okay for homosexuality and so forth. And do you understand what I'm saying? What are they doing? They're heaping up preachers or teachers to satisfy their lusts. Because some individuals are not willing to grow. And that we speak to their shame. And Zechariah 9. Are y'all all right? Don't throw your pearls before swine. Glory to God. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16. Would you read it with me? The Lord their God will save them in that day as the flock of his people, for they will be like the what? Jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his land, for how great is its goodness, and how great is its beauty. Grain shall make the young men thrive, and new wine the young women. So see, God looks at me and you as special, precious jewels. Special and precious jewels. Amen? And the things that he gives us are special and precious also. Go to Isaiah 61. So we are the jewels of God. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. In verse 10. Would you read it with me, please? I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride ordains or adorns herself with what? Jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, and as the garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Again, he calls us, he adorns us with what? Jewels. See, he looks at us as special, precious jewels. Everybody with me? And in this, I just want to share with you about pearls and jewels. Jewels are precious secrets from God. Everybody say precious secrets. He adorns you with what? Precious secrets. That's what a pearl is for me and you. This is what jewels are. They're not just something that carnally we wear. It's something that God gives and imparts in me and you. These are precious jewels or pearls or precious secrets and mysteries and revelations. Do you understand this? You can't walk away and not expect to get trampled or exchange them for worldly desires without a cost. Does everybody get it? In other words, you can't just expect God to impart in you a special, precious jewel, a revelation, a mystery, or a secret, and expect the enemy not to try to cause you to cast that pearl before swine. He's going to try to empty you of these precious jewels. Why? So he can crush them, so that from that point on, you won't use it. Because it's now brought fear to share it. Are you with me? Why are we hearing this now? Well, because that's one of his tactics. That's one of his tactics right now. The Bible says that the Spirit tells us things to come. You can think about the last few days or whatever. I'm sure many of us have thrown pearls before swine in the last couple days. Amen? Does everybody understand? Go to Malachi 3. Don't cast your pearls before swine. In Malachi chapter 3, start at verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before them. For those who fear the Lord and who meditate on His name, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my what? Jewels. And I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve Him. Oh. See, you know those who serve God and those who don't serve Him. Because, see, either you're serving God or you're serving yourself. That's one or the other. Does everybody get it? You're either serving God or you're serving yourself. And serving yourself goes back to the offspring of darkness. But God makes us His precious jewels. And now, as you begin your walk and you're going through and things are happening and God is beginning to, He's imparting in you precious revelations, impartations, all kinds of wonderful things that is bringing you to a closer level with the Lord because of something He's just revealed to you, and it's like blowing your socks off, right? And He's making Himself so real, like, whoa, He really is real, man. I mean, you know. And, you know, then you go try to tell somebody what God just did, and they look at you like an idiot. They got this strange look upon their face, like, this person's nuts. God talks to them. Did you ever share what somebody God said, and they looked at you like, uh-oh. You just threw your pearl before swine. See, you must discern, because one of the most important things is God's time. If it's not God's time, it's not God's will. If it's not God's will, it's not God's time. Amen? This is what will either push an individual away or draw them. Because see, too many people speak and throw the pearls before swine, and then they can't live up to it. Are you with me? See, if you're living up to it, they're going to want some of your jewels. When you go treasure hunting, you have to dig for them, don't you? See, so God causes you to dig for His jewels. Even though you're precious, but He begins to adorn you. In other words, He begins to dress you with these precious revelations and impartations and mysteries and secrets. And there are certain things that God doesn't want you to share. It's just between you and Him. But some people don't have discipline or self-control. And they share it, and it gets trampled. Some people share things or exchange a pearl for something of the world. Those are called exchangers. Go to 2 Timothy 3. If you believe God is speaking to you tonight, He is. And if you don't, He is. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And if you're not getting this, you ask for wisdom and understanding, because you'll be getting it in a day or two. 2 Timothy chapter 3, would you start at verse 1 and read it with me? But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. From such people, turn away. Like, man, get out of here. For this is the sort of those who creep in households, they creep in marriages, they creep in ministries, they creep in businesses, they are creep in everything because they're creeps. They make captives of gullible women and individuals, loaded down with sins, led away with various loves. They're always getting knowledge, but never able to come to the understanding of it. Are you hearing me? In other words, the word says they're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But knowledge isn't truth unless it's what? Understood. Knowledge is not truth unless it's what? Understood. Oh, hallelujah. Exchangers of pearls for worldliness. That's exactly what the scripture is talking about. How many people go back to this state? They're exchangers of pearls for worldliness. They're willing to give up all the precious things God gave them in exchange for worldliness. And this is another area where, we've got to choose the right battles. Amen? And it takes discipline and discernment. Believe me, you hang around with the wrong person, that person's going to steal all of your pearls. Because the Bible says the devil came to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And if that person ain't right with God, they're of the devil. Well, man, I ain't of the devil. Oh, yeah, you are. If you're not right with God, you're of the devil. You're either serving the Lord or serving the devil. There is no in between. None whatsoever. They always tried to trick Jesus into giving pearls out or try to get him to speak in the carnal. Does anybody understand? They always tried to trick him in one way or another. But of course, he outwitted every one of them. He knew when to express. In fact, that's why he called them what? Hypocrites. He said a couple of times, let the blind lead the blind, and tell them they were blind, and so forth. So they always tried to trick Jesus in those areas, didn't they? You know, go to Psalm 25. Psalm 25 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? Who is a man that fears the Lord? Him shall he what? He teach in a way he chooses. Wow. See, so the first thing that always must be maintained is reverence and fear to God. Believe me, if people would maintain the reverence and fear to God, they wouldn't be speaking and doing things they do. They'd be able to discern more if there was a reverence and fear of God. They wouldn't be throwing their pearls before swine because they know that it is precious to God. That was something that was specifically imparted in you. Amen? And there is a time and a season to reveal that pearl to someone else. Does everybody get this? Good. Let's go on. In verse 13, he himself shall what? Dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who what? Fear him, and he shall show them his covenant. What's the secret of the Lord? It's a pearl. Does everybody get it? The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, who reverence him. See, God begins to reveal these things to you in impartation. It's usually in your prayer time, in a dream or a vision or something special that you're in the circumstances, you should always be waiting and to receive that precious pearl that God's going to impart in you. There's in every circumstance. Why? Because the circumstance is an area where something is being crushed. You. Pearls are always under pressure. Jewels are always under pressure. All precious jewels are under pressure, aren't they? Diamonds have to be crushed from coal. Amen? That's why they find all of these mines. Why aren't they floating in the air? Because they're all under what? Pressure. Because pressure is what squeezes. Remember, oil comes from, they come from olives. That's what olive oil, amen? Grape juice doesn't come from a banana. It comes from crushed grapes. So know that in your circumstances and trials, there's always a jewel or a precious pearl ready to be imparted in you. Why? Because behind every circumstance is the what? Favor of God. And in that, you are going to learn something that's going to be an impartation, a precious pearl that you will be able to share with somebody who is going to need it at some time. Are you with me? Good. So the fear of the Lord must be maintained. Amen? If you have the fear of the Lord, you will not exchange that precious pearl, those secrets, for a job, for cigarettes, for worldly desires or worldly lusts. Amen? And those who exchange these pearls for worldliness never get away with it. They never get away with it. God will not allow you to accept a pearl from Him and then exchange it for something of the world and get away with it. Does everybody understand? Because what you sow is what? What you reap. Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, pearls. I want to share just something about the pearls. Pearls. Something special from God. When God restores families, those are precious pearls. My wife and children are precious pearls to me. Those who God puts under authority and children, the spiritual children, they are precious pearls. Does everybody understand? These are precious things that God gives. It's a part of His family. So your families are precious jewels and pearls. In other words, you don't want to exchange them for the things of the world, do you? But think about what happens when people go back out and use drugs and alcohol. Think about when they leave their families. What have they just done? They've just exchanged those pearls for something in the world. Those individuals are called exchangers. Are you with me? They're also betrayers. You cannot trust them. They exchange a precious. Listen, when God blessed you financially, it is a special pearl. It's a precious thing that God has done for you. Somewhere along the line, He has blessed you financially. And then people take that blessing and give it away or spend it foolishly. What have they just done? They've exchanged that precious pearl or jewel for something of the world. Are you understanding that? Why? Because everything that God gives you is worth something. It is precious. But the worth of it is extremely high. But the devil would love to have you exchange it for things of the world. They are holy things. Do you understand that? These are holy. Go to Proverbs 3. You know, you can sit back and sometimes and go back and think about all of things that you've given away that God has given you. All of these precious pearls, families, whatever, even a job that you've given away for the desire of the world. Whatever it may be, what God blesses you with is considered precious. Don't be an exchanger. You will not earn the trust of God. In Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 31, would you read it with me? Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret counsel is with what? The upright. Wow. You know, I've had people come to me and tell me, man, I had a revelation. Let me share with you, not every revelation is of God. I had a revelation. The problem is that revelation wasn't of God. Why? It tells you right here that the secret counsel of those who, for the what? Upright, not the wicked. Hello? So if a person is out of line or not in divine order, that person is going to most likely receive revelation not from God. He's going to receive correction from God. Hello? Chastisement from God, but not revelation. Oh, I got a revelation. Yes, I need to sell everything and have my family go homeless, but God will provide. Right. No, that's not a revelation. That's stupidity. And that voice was not the voice of God, it was the voice of the stranger. But see, because a person is not in line or in the right standing with God, he's not going to get the counsel of the Lord. Are you with me? I'm telling you, I get people tell me all kinds of revelations. I just turn away and shake my head and go, oh Lord, have mercy. That wasn't a revelation. Go to verse 33. The curse of the Lord is on the house of the wicked, and he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful and gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but the shame shall be the legacy of a fool or an idiot. The shame. Do you understand? The shame. I guess sometimes the fruit of stupidity is shame. But because my people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge. See, for you to get the things of the Spirit, you must be in divine order. God does not speak out of order. He speaks in divine order. Amen? That's why the revelation must be discerned. You must first search yourself out. Am I in divine order? Well, if I'm truly in divine order, if I'm not manipulating, lying, and all kinds of other stuff, and if you're in divine order, you'll get revelation. Let me tell you, when God gives you revelation, you're not afraid to go get confirmation. If it's a revelation from the Lord, you're not afraid to get confirmation. If it's a revelation from the devil, you will always be afraid to get confirmation. Come on, do you get it? Go to Proverbs 11, while we're in Proverbs. In verse 12. He who is devout of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals a matter. Now, I want you to understand something. He's talking about a gossiper. He's not talking about an individual that is exposing wickedness. Because the Bible tells us that there are some times when God says, if you don't warn that person, the blood is on your hands, right? He tells us for the wicked, which is the unsaved, and the righteous, which are saved. So that's where you must have discernment. Amen? See, but he's not talking about a talebearer is an individual that's a gossiper. Are you with me? Good. Go to verse 14. Where there is no counsel, the what? People fall. But in a multitude of counsels, there's what? Safety. Praise God. So see, you will never be afraid to get confirmation on your revelation, which is a precious pearl. In fact, if you get confirmation on it, it seals it, man. It seals it. You know that you know that you know, and you don't have to be concerned about the devil stealing it. You'll have discernment when he comes to try to take it. Are you with me? And it says, but he who is of a faithful spirit conceals the matter. In other words, when God gives you revelation, you don't go around and check with all people. You go and check with whom God has given you under so you can confirm. Listen, you don't go check confirmation with a baby. You don't go check with whatever. You go check with the Lord first. Amen. You go check with the Lord. And you ask him, Lord, who's going to confirm this? He's going to probably tell you, go see who's ever in charge of authority over you. And then if that person doesn't get it, then that person will send you to the other authority up the chain. Does everybody understand that? Praise God. Are you all right? Are you getting this? Good. Go to Daniel 2. Don't go to your peers for confirmation. Hello? Daniel chapter 2. And let me share something with you. Somebody might come up to you and say, man, I had a dream last night about such and such and such and such. And you just got confirmation. But then you still go check it. You go check it. You go confirm it. And God will honor your getting confirmation than moving on assumption. Daniel chapter 2 and verse 20. And Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him. I thank you and praise you, O God, for my fathers, of my fathers, and have given me wisdom and might, and have now made known to me what we asked of you. For you have made known to us the king's demand. In other words, Daniel received a secret. Now look at what happened with Daniel. God gave him the pearl and the interpretations of those dreams, which what got him out of prison. Didn't get him out that day, though, did it? Didn't get him out that year either. I think it was a couple of years after. But just that one interpretation, God gave him that pearl. That price, that pearl got him out 2 years later. But he got him out. See, so many people, now let me tell you what happens. God gives you something and you're expecting something to happen right now. All right, that's it. But the problem is then people sell the rest of their jewels or pearls in exchange to try to move the hand of God. And they just became an exchanger and lost the trust of God. Oh, hallelujah. Deep and secret things. Praise God. Romans 16. Verse 25, now to him who was able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith, to God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever and ever. Able to establish. In other words, these revelations and the mysteries that were given to Paul were precious pearls. They were prophesied by the prophets in the Old Testament, and much of the prophecies, they didn't even understand the fullness of what they were prophesying. But see, the Holy Spirit revealed it to Paul, the revelations. In other words, the confirmations of the scriptures that Paul so studied so strongly and so heartedly of the Old Testament, but was never able to put it into function. And God gave him the revelation of what was prophesied. And he used that pearl and that precious jewel to be able to rescue souls. Does everybody get it? Oh, when God gives you something special. Amen. Now listen, the Lord gave me something a couple weeks ago. But he said, don't reveal it yet until I give you the whole thing. See, sometimes God will give you something, and it's a powerful revelation, but he hasn't given you the whole package yet. And you must wait until it all falls in. It's like having a blueprint. You only got the first floor print. And so somebody's going to start building the first floor, but they didn't realize the Lord wanted six. So now they've got to go back and rebuild the first floor foundation for a sixth floor. Does everybody get it? See, so when God gives you a revelation, sometimes he'll quicken you. He won't give you the whole thing, and you have to find out, Lord, is this all of it? What do you want me to do? I'll give you the rest later. But I just want you to begin to focus on this so you don't miss it, because things are going to start to come to add to that revelation. In other words, sometimes when it's time to move or something special or whatever, something's coming up, God will begin to add to it. He begins to confirm to it. He begins to expand it. Now, not every revelation is done in that way. Some of them, this is it, this is how it is, there it is. I've given it to you now. Hold on to it. But then some of them are added. Are y'all understanding this? Amen? Go to Colossians chapter 1. That's why sometimes when people get prophecies, they look at it as a precious pearl, a revelation, and they run with it. They run with it instead of waiting for God to establish it. They run with it. And it's usually out of God's time. Never chase a prophecy. Never. You're to watch it unfold. But of course, what you're doing is, if you're in divine order and divine position, you'll watch the prophecy unfold if it's of God. If it's not, then you just keep going. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 24. I now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. The mystery, is that a pearl? Is that a precious thing? Yes. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Mightily, warning every man. See, Paul was given a revelation, so he began to go out and what? Warn. Warn people about Christ. Warn people about the return. Warn people about judgment. Warn people about sin. Warning them and telling them. Listen, here's a revelation, the Christ in you. Now you have the opportunity to become like-minded, heart-minded with the character of Christ. Warning them. Don't let the devil steal it. Amen. Go to Matthew 6. Hallelujah. Verse 19, what does it say? Matthew 6 and 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures where? In heaven, where neither moth or rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Wow. In other words, there are those who are still exchangers. They're exchanging the precious things that God is giving them for the desires of the world, the lusts of the world. And their heart, your heart expresses your treasure. Your heart expresses your treasure. Amen? In other words, keep your heart pure. The Bible says those with a pure heart, those are the ones who are going to see God. Are you with me? Praise God. Here's something else which is powerful. Go to Genesis 37. Genesis 37. Start at verse 1. Now Jacob dwelt in a land where his father was a stranger in the land of Canaan. This is the history of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and the lad was with the sons of Belial and the sons of Zilpha, his father's wives, and Joseph brought a bad report of them to his father. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also he made him a tunic of many colors. But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all of his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him. There was jealousy. In verse 5, now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So first of all, they hated him already, and Joseph knew it. Joseph was thinking carnally, okay, I just got this dream. Everybody's going to bow before me. Hello? Now, if he would be able to have discernment, listen, I can't express this dream. They hate me already. He should have kept that secret. Are you with me? But he didn't. He expressed that dream, and then he had another dream, and even his dad rebuked him. And his brothers really hated him to where they eventually took him and sold him. We don't know if he had to go that route. Maybe if he had held that precious pearl, God had another route to become Pharaoh's main right-hand man. Amen? But he didn't, and this is the route he had to go, going to prison and everything else to get in position. Why? Because it's very possible because he what? He threw his pearl before swine. Does everybody get it? Sometimes they'll put you right in captivity. Oh, yeah, man. You know, that's why it's so important to speak a word. Go to Proverbs 15. This is good. Yeah. Proverbs 15, verse 20. A wise son makes a father glad, but a foolish man despises his mother. Folly is joy to him who is destitute of discernment, but a man of understanding walks uprightly. Without counsel, plans go awry, but in a multitude of counsels, they are established. A man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good it is. So, if it's spoken out of season, the enemy has access to steal it and trample it. Are you with me? Listen, go to Ephesians 5. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. Expose it. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. Now, understand the importance of having the discernment about throwing your pearls before swine. Because the enemy is going to try to entice you to throw your pearls before swine. Giving something out of season. Giving a word out of season. Many of us have done these things over and over. And the enemy has trampled them. Amen. Don't give the enemy an opportunity. That's why so many people get discouraged. Then they think, oh, it's not God. Oh, and they'll go to someone of their own peer or whatever that's in the same level of them and try and get confirmation of something. And I'm not saying that can't happen. But I knew that as the Lord had me, I hung around those who were more learned than learning. Not that we're always learning. We're not, you know what I'm saying? But I went to those who were more mature, you know, not those who had emotional revelations. Those who were mature. Because there's a lot of emotional revelation. Why? Because you want it confirmed of what is going on. Or the enemy will cause you to throw your pearls before swine and they'll be trampled and there'll be discouragement and weariness. Amen? That's one of the things the enemy is trying to do right now is move you out of position by causing you to throw your pearls before swine. Be very, very careful. Those are precious to God, and they should be precious to you. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We are honored and blessed. We apply the blood of Jesus upon the seed that's been imparted. We repent, Lord, in any area of our life for making an exchange, for giving the things that have been precious to you that you've blessed us with in exchange for the things of worldliness and carnality. The things that of selfishness and greed. Lord, we repent in every area of our life for making an exchange of something that you've blessed us with as a precious pearl. And Lord, we ask that you'll give us the discernment and the wisdom and understanding to give a word in season, to be disciplined, to persevere, that we may wait upon the confirmation of the revelation of the mystery or the secret of the pearl that you've imparted in us. Lord, again, forgive us for just giving them away like candy. But Lord, we ask that you'll protect them and seal them, that they will grow not only within us, but they will grow in those that we share them with. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a hand.